As I was putting together this episode of Poetry, Passion, and Pleasure podcast, I was thinking that our optimal zone must include some laughter and awe and wonder at times. Because poetry deals with so many different subjects, serious and fun and beautiful and difficult, that sometimes we just need to hunker down and have a little more fun. So this week's podcast is called Ode to a Hungry Raccoon. Ode to a Hungry Raccoon. And it is the same as the title of the poem that we're going to feature. And you're going to see that this poem is a little different. In fact, we're going to repeat some lines repeat a stanza, and you'll see that there's a little rhyming going on here, and we'll talk a little bit about why that is. But let's just do the poem. Ode to a Hungry Raccoon starts with a little quote at the top, an inscription. The inscription is this: gangs of young raccoons routinely raid garbage cans for avocados, dangling above them like little masked Houdinis. Gangs of young raccoons routinely raid garbage cans for avocados, dangling above them like little masked Houdinis. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but raccoons love avocados. I did not know this until a few years ago. One of our neighbors told us about this. This is a little piece that I wrote not too long ago. And the poem goes like this. Oh, beautiful and blessed, most delicious avocado skins. We treasure what's discarded in those brown plastic bins. We're coming for the fruit, our wild-eyed hearts intent, our raccoon paws set upon that cool midnight cement. We are the raccoons, bandits of the night, free as the wind and staying out of sight. We are the raccoons, bandits of the night, ain't looking for trouble, just food. Not fight. Hold my tail, boys, the poem goes on. Hold my tail tight, boys. Hold my tail tight, boys. Let me dangle my gleaming teeth down into that green dimpled magic, a banquet beneath. Now I know one raccoon's heaven is another's hell. Now I know one raccoon's heaven is another's hell. Just pass me that last avocado. I promise not to tell. We are the raccoons, bandits of the night, free as the wind and staying out of sight. We are the raccoons, bandits of the night. Ain't looking for trouble, just food, not a fight. So, Ode to a Hungry Raccoon is a little different because it's a piece that I wrote, which actually started out as a poem, and then I turned it into a song that I'm still working on. But that's why there are the rhymes. And it was inspired by this idea that, again, sometimes we need just to mix laughter and awe and wonder all together. And one of the things that occurs to me is that these non-human rhythms are all around us. And oftentimes we miss them because the raccoons, absolutely, I mean, they will at times go through our garbage can. That's the brown plastic bins. They'll go through the garbage can, and I don't know how they do it. So I imagined that I don't know how they do it because they don't turn the can over. And this is a, you know, four feet high with a lid on it that you have to open. And I imagine that their deft little hands, they open the lid. And then the only thing I can imagine is that They help each other dangle down into the trash because I don't know how they get the avocado skins, the part where, you make your salad and then you throw the skin away, but it's still got a little avocado on it. They love that. And so they can pull those out. There's trash. The rest of the trash is not out of the can, just the avocado skins. And so I've never actually seen one do that, but I just imagine, that they can. And they are such wondrous, amazing animals living among us at all times. And I thought to myself, why not write a poem? Why not, in this case, a song? Why not write one that is really from the raccoon's point of view? And that's what this is. And I thought to myself, and here's a more serious note or a more sincere note. Let me put it that way. If we are able, and I do believe that we're going to have to be able to do this, to look at the world through a much more wide boundary lens, which is another way, a simple way, I think an easy way to start talking about seeing systems, seeing that we're all embedded in these richly complex systems, which includes raccoons, which includes the garden out back, which includes the air, which includes the water, which includes the watershed, which includes the ocean 4 or 5 miles from here. It includes all of that. There is no away. There is no separation. There is no away and there is no separation. And so if we begin to see the world with a much more wide boundary lens, so that what is other becomes us, and so that us becomes other. And then we can appreciate all kind, even these wild raccoon critters that are after our avocados. So remember, we are the raccoons. We are the raccoons, bandits of the night, free as the wind, staying out of sight. We are the raccoons, bandits of the night, ain't looking for trouble, just food, not a fight. Well, thank you for this, for listening to this kind of unusual, edition of Poetry, Passion, and Pleasure podcast. Thank you so much for your listening ear, and refer it to others if you're so inclined. Make a comment, like the video, or if you're listening to it on one of the audio podcast formats, same thing. And I just so appreciate your listening ear. Thank you again, and until next time and next poems. Probably will go back to a more traditional poem next time. But I wanted to have a little fun with the hungry raccoons. Okay, thanks again. Take good care of yourself. And if you can, take good care of someone else.